Hey, good evening, everybody. It's the 15th of the month, and it is 6 p.m. Pacific time, and therefore it is time for
The Call. Good evening, everybody. And you know, this is so for better understanding for most people, especially a lot of really young people. You know, we realize this has been our podcast for so many years, and so we call it The Call, of course, because it's a call in many different ways. That call has a lot of, you know, a lot of just connotations, a lot of descriptive words that can explain what a call means. For us, we're called. Robert especially was called in ministry as a child. You're calling in here. You're called to follow God. We're all called to love God. And so it's The Call, and it's also our podcast. So we do this live on the 15th of every month at 6 yep. p.m. And then we,
And since today is a Saturday, tomorrow morning will be
our church service.
Our church service on all of our social platforms.
And especially our website. We are encouraging everybody to watch this on our website, and our website is drschuler.org. I'm going to spell that out because closed captioning spells it out the longhand way and messes it up. But the website is drschuller, drschuler, one word, .org. Or if you don't like that, you can go to robertschulerministries.org. It takes you to the same landing page. But you have to click on church services, and then you have to go into live church service in order to see our church at 8 a.m. every Sunday. And this call once a month on the 15th. However, it will be posted, and it will be on our YouTube channel. Or it'll be on every platform imaginable. We don't even have time to explain them all. Yeah. But if you're watching here, if you're listening here on the conference number, welcome. That's how most of you started. Why all of you started that way, and that was 11 years ago. And then now, most people watch on one of the social media platforms. So welcome. And I think Robert is going to start with a prayer.
Yeah, right? I love to pray. And it's an important part of living and keeping our minds and our hearts in tune with God. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have called every single one of us to this moment, this time. And so we pray that as we continue to journey with you, that we will live without fear, that we will experience your presence in all we do, and that our minds and our hearts will be transformed by your love and your goodness. So help us to live without fear today, tomorrow, and always. We love you, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I think now would be a perfect time to talk about fearlessness.
Yes.
Or do you want to talk about the... Holy Land Tour first.
Well, I think it all ties in. So maybe we'll read the scripture in a few minutes, right?
Good.
Break it up with the prayer and the scripture. Yeah. So we just got back from the Holy Land. We went to the Holy Land. We haven't talked to you since we went. We were on with you on June 15th. Now it's July 15th. And we went to the Holy Land the 20th through the 28th of June. And it was a fantastic trip. We were a little discouraged at first because we only had 16 people plus Robert and I, 18. But you know what? It turned out to be such a blessing.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It was amazing. Now, we do the Holy Land besides, you know, the amazing experience of walking in the footsteps of Jesus and getting up and getting on the motor coach every morning at 8 a.m. and ending up back at the hotel at 4 or 5 p.m. I mean, that's just fantastic and great. And believe it or not, you don't get bored. You get a little bit tired, but not really. It's great because there's a lot of walking involved. And people that don't want to walk don't have to walk, but there's walking involved. So besides that,
I don't think there was anyone in our entire group decided, no, I don't want to see that.
No. Everybody went to everything.
Everything.
For 8 days. And here's the thing. We, you know, what I was going to say is we're a lot different than some of the pastors you might go with that have, you know, we've taken huge bus loads before. And that's an incredible experience as well. We want as many people as possible to see it. But having this small group, we got up every morning, had breakfast together. We met at the same table.
Yeah.
The same
we had one big table in Jerusalem. So
it was just so much fun. And then we got on the bus and we had lunch together, and then we would go back to the hotel and sometimes shower, sometimes not.
Have dinner together.
Have dinner together. Say goodnight and start all over. Yeah, crash. You sleep hard. But here's the thing. We love hanging out with the people. We don't sequester ourselves. We don't go special and come in, you know, a little bit later. We don't leave early. We just hang out. We pray with people. We talk to people. We laugh with people. So we feel like we have 16, some of the people we knew already. So we're even closer than we were before. And then we have, out of that group, we have many people that are new friends. And they're lifelong friends, right?
Absolutely.
Lifelong friends.
They bonded over this thing.
Yeah. And no question. Exactly. Yeah. And it was just so great. And here's what we want to say about fear. A lot of people canceled out because, well, not a lot, several people that we think canceled because of fear. Some people because of medical problems, and that's understandable because you can't go over there with serious medical problems like high blood pressure, heart disease, whatever, that's acting up on you. So some people had to cancel because of that. But I know for a fact that there was some negativity going around before our trip saying things like, I can't believe the Schulers are taking people over there. It's very dangerous. And, you know, I mean, speak to the danger, Robert. I want you to speak to that because it has to do with living in fear or living in faith. And do you want to see the Holy Land or don't you? Or are you going to sit inside and be scared to death?
Well, it's a matter of living or just existing. That's what it really boils down to. Because you can be afraid of just about anything. The likelihood, in fact, I was telling Donna, the most dangerous part of this whole trip was getting around the airport. I mean, there was cars everywhere.
Yeah, driving,
I
mean, the drive to the
drive to the airport and through the airport. Not only that, getting on and off the buses at the airport, not mm-hmm. in Tel Aviv.
Yeah. No.
But in Los Angeles, that was the most dangerous part of the entire trip, without question. And anybody who could do the mathematics as far as finding out what are the percentages, I have no doubt they would agree that is the most dangerous part of the entire trip.
Yeah.
And then being in the car. So the trip was absolutely amazing because the bus would take us to the top of the hill.
The luxury motor coach, just so you know, it wasn't a school bus. It's so nice. Very nice.
And then we would, in fact, everybody had their own row. Mm-hmm.
They sure did.
Nobody shared seats set next to each other. And so they would drop us off the top of a hill, for instance, and specifically I'm thinking of the Mount of Olives right now. And then we'd walk down the Mount of Olives, stopping at the various sites there are to see on the Mount of Olives, including 2,000-year-old olive trees. And so it's absolutely a spectacular, unbelievable experience to realize that those trees, they have been dated. They know that these trees are 2,000 years old. They were there when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he wept and he asked God to take this cup from him. And they were there in the garden at that time. So we could just go on forever.
Yeah, the details were incredible. We talked about it so much before we left, but here's the thing. We went over there saying it was going to be our last trip, probably our last trip, and we decided we're going back in 2025, May of 2025. June was a little bit on the hot side. We don't typically go in June, but somebody asked us to go in June, so we did. And funny enough, that person ended up not being able to go. But we went in June. We're going to go in May. We're going to plan it and have it ready to go a year out, May of 2024. And we've learned a lot because even though it was Robert's 50th year of leading tours over there, the last tour we took was 13 years ago. And things have really changed with the airlines and with the partner on the ground here, the tour company here in the United States. The one in Israel, they've got it down pat. They're like clockwork. We've been working with them for 20, 30 years. Amil Tours, they're amazing. They're incredible. Everything worked well. The hotel, everything was great. But we had a couple of glitches and changes, you know, here in the airlines. And we're figuring it out. It was nothing that really adversely affected anybody on the way out. And But anyway, we're learning again because things have changed in 13 years, and now we know we're going back in 2 years. And like I said, we'll be announcing it. So here's the thing. If you want to go in 2 years from now, it's a little less than 2 years because now we're in July, so a year and 10 months, please pray about it, decide to do it, and then email us and let us know. I'm starting a list, an email list. You can't make a comment on social media. I'm sorry. We won't see it. There's no way. It's just Robert and I, we have a very small ministry and we just can't. We might lose it. You're going to wonder why you didn't ever contact us. So please email us, Donna@SchulerMinistries.org, Robert@SchulerMinistries.org, or better yet, we've been having some problems with our mail delivery service. I think it's figured out, but just write RobertSchulerMinistries@gmail.com. And we want you to go with us. And enough said about that, because the reason we brought it up is to talk about the fear. Well, the fear. And so, wait a minute. Was it dangerous? Did you ever feel in danger whatsoever? No. Did you see anything? No. Is it more dangerous to go into Chicago, LA, San Bernardino? You could name every big city in America. There is nothing dangerous. The media loves to pull out the fearful things. And, you know, unfortunately, that area of the world have been in all kinds of civil wars, I'm going to call them, right? Skirmishes since the beginning of time.
Read the Bible, right? For the last 11,000 years, yes. The oldest walls in the world are in Jericho. They're 9,000 years old. 9,000 BC, which makes them 11,000 years old. To give you an idea of how old that is, that would be three times as old as the pyramids, for instance, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway.
So there's nothing to be afraid of.
And those walls came tumbling down, and they came tumbling down again and again.
And again.
And they're the
and
same
again,
ones that Jericho came, that Joshua came in and blew his trumpets, and they came down again. But here's what we need to realize is that we need to live and not live with fear, because if you're living in fear, you're not living. You know, I was at a store recently, and as I left the store, there was a guy checking the receipts, and he says, "Be safe." And I laughed, but I said, "No, I'm going to have fun." It's kind of like my thing. It drives me nuts when people tell me to be safe. I'm going, no, I'm going to have fun. We only live life once. We only have one chance. He chuckled. And then I got in the car, and Donna had sent me a text. She says, "Oh, we need some yogurt." So I went back in the store, got some yogurt. So within 5 minutes, I saw the same guy checking the receipts. And this time he looked at me and said, "Have a good day." And I said, "Ah, that's much better." And he smiled and chuckled again. So he changed his tune from "be safe" to "have a good day." I like that. Have a good day. I want to have a good day. I don't want to sit there and spend my life trying to be safe, because guess what? You can't do it.
Well,
it's impossible for you to create safety for yourself to the point where it's impossible to die. It's not going to happen. You are going to die someday, no matter how safe you are. Your life is in the hands of God. Every day we have is a gift from God. And what God wants you to do is make the most out of this gift. And you can't do that if you're living in fear. If you're living in fear, you're going to stay home. You're going to lock the doors. And then a meteorite's going to come crashing through, or a car's going to come crashing through your house and take you out when it's your time. Or you're going to have a heart attack, or God only knows what. And you're not going to live. Live without fear.
Well, here's what I was going to say. That "be safe," that's a new parting, what do you call it, salutation.
Oh, absolutely.
That's new since COVID. Nobody ever used to say that. I mean, once in a while, we'd say something to a loved one, like, "Great to see you, drive safely," or "have a safe flight." But now, it's normal. It's almost like we've been brainwashed. That's how I feel about it. We've been brainwashed to live in fear. And part of it is telling people, "Be safe. Be safe," instead of have a great day, have a wonderful day, have fun, enjoy life. There's so many other things you can say.
So, you know what's my other thing I do now?
What?
It is when I see a plastic shield up in counters and stuff, I say, you know, do we really need to have this this bad memory? And I tap the plexiglass. Let's put this thing behind us already. Get rid of this stuff. Maybe other places in the nation, they've got rid of it all already.
Yeah, we live in California.
But we live in California, which has been nicknamed Commifornia because of all of the regulations and the laws and the rules which have come down, which are just unbelievable. And it's driven actually two of our families out of this.
Our family, immediate families, not our church families, our families.
Well, it's driven probably 5 to 10 of our church families out of the state. So people are leaving the state of California like mad because of it. And so they're continually passing. We already have the most expensive utilities in the nation. And they just passed a whole bunch of environmental stuff, which is going to make our utilities in California double again.
Thank you, Governor Newsom.
Yeah. So anyway, it's the way it is. But
getting invitations.
Yeah, exactly.
Computer. So here's a good time to talk about this. We're going to say a little bit. You have that slide about my book. So my book.
I do.
My book. I do. You can't see it here, but my book. It's a really nice book. It's very nice looking. Person did a good job on the cover, even though that is my niece and I submitted the photo. But my book, Fearless Women, transformed negative emotions into positive realities.
It came and went.
Uh-oh.
There it is.
So this book came out second week of May. And so it's been out about 2 months.
Yeah.
And I really want you to buy it. If you haven't bought it yet, it's $20 plus, you know, whatever Amazon's charging now. Investment in a woman's future. If you've already bought it, buy it for somebody else, buy it for a friend, a neighbor. Here's the thing about the book. It's not about selling the book. It's about getting the message out. The book is the tool that I have used to encourage women in 40 different short vignettes. They're anecdotal, most of them, and teaching how to be fearless in every situation. And
to get the book, go to Amazon.com.
Or just type in the toolbar.
And Donna Shuler, Fearless Women.
Donna Shuler, right, Fearless Women. It's on Amazon. But if you just put Donna Shuler, Fearless Women at the top of your search bar in your computer, it'll lead you there too. So please go buy my book. We don't see that money goes immediately into the ministry, which is awesome. We also have these fearless. I brought both of them out today. Most of you
put them up against your
shirt. So I think, you know, you can't really see it too well.
That one's
too sparkly.
But
here,
yeah,
hold it. Put it against your shirt. Yeah, you can kind of see it. So this is a brooch made out of rhinestones here. Kind of go like that. Yeah, you can't really see it. But it's really pretty. For a $20 donation to our ministry, I will mail that to you. We personally put it in the mail. We don't have a mailing service. But you have to let us know. You have to write to us at robertshulerministries@gmail.com. And I can give that. I can mail it to you. Or I have my gold one on. You see, it's hard to see in this light. But it's not real gold, but I have a gold one, and it says fearless on it. So there's a necklace too. It says fearless. So for a $20 donation of any of these, I actually wear this more.
You're wearing the gold one now.
I am, but you can't really see it. See?
What if you put it on top of your shirt?
I don't know. Sorry.
There you go.
There you go.
Now
fearless.
You can see it.
Shoulders up. But for a $20 donation for either of these, and again, you help us with our ministry. Many of you already support our ministry, and we could not do what we do without you. In fact, this is a good time to mention the offering. Go right into the offering, right?
Yeah. So
how can
we collect an offering every time we get on here? Because giving is an important part of our life. It's about living. It's showing God that we have faith in Him. We trust Him. It's an expression of our living fearlessly. So that we can show that we have control of our money instead of money having control of us. And so it does a lot of things for you. It makes you a much more cognizant person as far as your finances are concerned.
Makes you
about
more grateful.
Money.
More, I think.
It not only it does all of that, mm-hmm. anyway, so that's how we do our offering. And if you wish to make a donation to this ministry, you can go to our website at drschuler.org. That's drschuller.org. And you'll see a button that says, I'd like to give, and you can give that way. And there, I think there's still a pop-up for your book. You can also
get a copy of Donna's book there. You can follow that in there. We've got podcasts. We have videos. We have all kinds of things on our website. And it's getting worked on right now. We're upgrading it, updating it, I should say, because, you know, you got to continue to upgrade these kind of things and work on them. And technology changes. And the guy that we work with, the only guy we work with in our ministry, lives in the Midwest, and he's awesome. And he helps us with our IT stuff when we need it. And we've needed it badly the last 2 weeks, because I think our giving button was down, our contact us for prayer, and our other button that was down was contact us if you need Robert to speak for you. So it was kind of like, I think we're going on two weeks now. It's finally fixed. But also the last way to give.
If you don't hear back from us and you need, if you've requested to hear from us,
Just know
that's why. And also remember that our email address is robertschulerministries@gmail.com.
Yeah. And we do answer our emails. I'm trying to, there we go.
Why don't you take a moment right now and read the scripture.
Robert's chosen Psalm 91. So listen to the scripture. One of the Psalms written by David, the great psalmist. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe it with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you that you have this promise that you will never leave us, that you will show us your salvation, that if we seek you, you say yes to us. You always say yes. You never say no. You're a yes God. And you want us to have the best, most fearless life. You want us to live in faith and not fear. Lord, thank you for the people that are listening tonight live, or the people that listen to this podcast at a later date. Thank you that they are faithful followers of you, that they are growing closer to you by listening to scripture, by praying together with others. And thank you, Lord, for the generosity of people that support this ministry. We couldn't do it without them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for them. And we thank you for your blessings, always and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So
I wanted to say something about our background.
Oh, yeah. Who's here? Who was here? Who's here? We're up in the office.
We have had our grandkids in our house.
Off and on.
Off and on. I think every day and almost every night for the last 10 days since we've been back from the Holy Land. And so we actually have one of our grandbabies, two of our grandbabies, one that's two and the other one that's 2 months.
I think she's 3 months. So that one of them's almost three. So let's just say 3 and 3 months, because she'll be 3 August 8th.
And so the family's staying with us tonight, And so we're in my office. Unless you think these are all my books, I'm going to confess, I have a library that looks like that, but it's real and you can't, it's not set up. That's actually wallpaper. And I put that wallpaper on top of these ugly
doors.
Sliding glass closet doors
that
I had.
If they were glass,
you're right. They aren't glass.
They're glass in our bedroom.
Yeah. But anyway, so I put those up and then I thought, hey, that'll make a background we can work with. And
so here we are. Yeah, we can't show you the real books because the background doesn't work. It's like the books are here, the books are there.
It's all over the place.
There. Books are behind me here.
But I have a magnificent library that my great uncle gave me. And my great uncle graduated from Princeton Seminary in 1920. And so he had a magnificent library, which he gave me when he passed. It was in his will. And I've given a lot of those books to my children. But it's a magnificent, like I said, it's a very, very magnificent library. So I still have a lot of his books.
But those aren't them.
Up here. No, those are not the books. No,
those aren't them. Those
are... But they're great sets of commentaries and the like. And so... anyway, I don't have room for the entire library, and so I've had to give most of it away, but I've given it to my kids and the like.
Yeah, Bobby has some. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've given some to a few of the different kids, all the kids. So we talked about the Holy Land. We talked about that being the trip of a lifetime, how don't say no to going because you're afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. That's what FDR said, and I believe it. And I want to talk a little bit about the movie we just saw. Whoa.
Yeah, in fact, I think last Sunday I encouraged people to see this movie, The Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom.
And we went Wednesday night, Tuesday night?
Tuesday night. We went Tuesday night and saw the movie.
With our daughter.
And it is a heavy movie, a touching movie. It is a movie about childhood slavery and
child trafficking and slavery,
and how one man just took it upon himself to save this little girl after he had already saved the little boy here in the United States. And it's a very compelling story, and it's something that opens our eyes to an ugly part of society today that takes place, because evil is real. Evil exists. And tomorrow morning, actually, I think I'll be talking more about evil, where it comes from, how it impacts us as individuals and people. But I don't think I wanted to get into all of that.
No, you won't. But just encourage you to go see the movie and take Kleenex with you. And like many things, you know, this movie has been extremely popular. And when anything makes it that big that, you know, Hollywood turned it down, Pixar said no to it. It took them 5 years to get this movie out. And you know what? I believe that is evil against good. And Satan doesn't want this movie out. Yeah. He doesn't want this message out. He doesn't want children rescued. He doesn't want perpetrators arrested. And when you hear all the negative stuff that people are making up and things that are all over, I heard some stuff I won't even go into. It's crazy. Like, you know, I mean, first of all, we know and we trust a few of the people that are involved in the movie. We've met Jim Caviezel.
Well, Jim Caviezel, I've interviewed him. Yeah. I interviewed the producer. What's his name again?
Eduardo Verástegui.
Yeah, I interviewed him
and a couple
of
the other guys. And I've heard really good things about Tim, the actual agent, the live agent that went and did this, and his family and his wife. He left his 9 kids to go rescue other children. He ended up rescuing 54 in that one sting, right? But you've got to see this movie. You've got to go in there knowing this is heavy duty. It's very well done. It's not a B movie. It's an A movie. It's an A+. It's very well done with good acting.
Well, it outsold Raiders of the Lost Ark on
the
opening weekend.
Yeah, it's the number one movie in America right now.
Whoa.
Yeah, I just read that.
So
go see it. Please support it. Do whatever you can to tell people this is real. that this is
yeah
it's real, and it's very, very evil, but the movie's good.
Well, it has an evil, the movie isn't evil. The evil is good.
It's what they're exposing.
But they're exposing evil.
They're exposing evil.
They're exposing evil.
Thank you for correcting that.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to, I don't know, unless somebody on here wants
to. You want to open up for questions?
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while. I'm going to.
And
our participants are on hold.
And we have a lot. We have a lot going on in our chat box. We have one of the women who went on our tour with us. Is Claudia Engelert.
Love her.
She's responding.
Love her.
And Annette Ward.
Okay, Q&A's here if anybody wants to.
So if you have any questions, feel free to hit the star.
Q&A session is over.
Well, that was short.
Sorry, you didn't hit the star 6 button fast enough.
Yeah, click star 6.
The session has started.
And we'll take a question or two from our call-in. Well, that's funny.
Yeah, okay.
Why are you doing that? So I don't know. I don't see anybody. Our participants are muted. No, they're not.
Well, Claudia says she's had her fearless silver necklace on since the day you gave it to her in the Holy Land. She loves it and says thanks. And she says she loves the two of us also.
Oh, we love
you. So we love you too.
We love you. You're a trooper, and, man. You're one of the most positive people I've ever met, Claudia. So Q&A is open on the call-in, on the conference call. And all you have to do is click star 6, no pressure. But if you want to ask a question, I'm only going to leave it open for a minute or, you know, for a few more seconds here. It's been open for at least a minute.
Let's have a closing prayer unless somebody, because.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We've had a good time today. It's been an amazing call. And next month, I'm going to have a guest.
Yes,
and his name
amazing.
Is Rick Wiles. I'll be telling you more about him. He, I love this man, and he is, anyhow, you're going to enjoy this interview that we have next month. So,
yes, please join us.
Let's have a closing prayer and remember that if it's the 15th of the month, 6 p.m. Pacific time, you can come and see us wherever you're watching us or you can call in. And for those of you who don't know it, the call-in number is 667-770-1538. And then your participation code is 642-848.
And I'm sure you got all of that.
And if you didn't, you can rewind this and get it. Right.
Exactly. And here's the thing I wanted to say. This is going to be on our podcast after this. You can just Google Robert Shuler Ministries podcast. We're on every podcast platform you can imagine. So we will post this to our podcast. So if there's somebody that needs to hear it or wants to hear it, or if you want to hear it again or whatever, it's there. Just want to let you know that when we hang up here, our work's not over. We post it. We love posting it. We don't love posting it. We love the fact that it's posted. And
yeah,
we love speaking to you all. And we love you. And we couldn't do what we do without all of you supporting us. So
we do not love the technical stuff.
No.
Setting up the lights and the cameras.
No.
And
but we don't have a producer.
Other
we don't
stuff,
have anybody that helps. So.
But we prefer doing that than having to drive down to a studio and having the expenses and everything else of doing.
Yeah, we don't have any expenses. It's very little. I mean, we do have expenses with equipment, but it's very little.
But
we're
anyway,
in control. Anyway,
yeah.
We love y'all.
And
the session is over.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to make sure.
So, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious time where we can be with you. We can be with like-minded people who love you. And so as you come and you are the light that extinguishes darkness, so enter our hearts, our minds, and our souls and extinguish all fear that holds us back from being the people you want us to be, from enjoying life, having fun, and experiencing more. And so we love you, Lord. We praise your name always and forever. Amen.
Amen. Please go online and buy my book, Fearless Women, by Donna Shuler. It's on Amazon. That'll help support the ministry. And also write to us at robertshulerministries@gmail.com if you would like either the Fearless brooch or a Fearless necklace. I have gold tone and I have silver tone, and I have the brooch, which is blingy, and you can put it on a hat or a jacket. Yeah. And it looks really good on dark colors. So we love you all. And listen, if you don't have a place to go to church at 8 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow, tune in. 8 a.m. wherever you're watching, wherever you're watching right now, whatever social platform you're on, you can see our live service at 8 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow morning. And I don't know what Robert's speaking about. He probably doesn't know yet either. Romans 8, I think he's
in. No, Romans 6.
Romans 6, sorry. Jump
and I already mentioned that we're going to be talking a little bit about evil tomorrow.
Okay.
Where it comes from and how to deal with it.
That's important.
And how to overcome it. I think we need that, and I think we want it. So, hey, bye, God is blessing you, everybody. Mm-hmm. And if it's the 15th of the month, 6 p.m. Pacific time, it is.
Time for the call. Thank you for joining us.
Catch
we love
you later.
Bye.
Bye.